Raymond Sonderfan owns Shrimpy's Bar and Grill near Rehoboth Beach. But with dining in outlawed, he has downtime galore while overseeing takeout service and sanitizing. So he bought a box of 12 puzzles at Walmart and got busy. His few employees help while awaiting orders.
Instead of sitting here watching the press and news on TV and other things, it just eases my mind, helps me think. I'm doing like 300, 400 piece puzzles. Kind of prone to doing like the sea critters or the animals. I did one cityscape. I'm doing one on New Orleans right now.
Tim Southerst owns a combo gourmet food and puzzle store in Lewis, so he is permitted to be open. He says demand is much higher than normal for springtime. He's even getting orders to ship them because other stores across America have sold out.
We have been surprised just how many people have come through of all sorts of ages and types who have said, I do puzzles regularly, and thank goodness there's an adequate supply of those. We've had others who maybe have said they haven't done a puzzle in decades.
Customers tell him they find solace in putting the pieces together.
The tragic sort of backdrop, the fact that so many people are stuck at home, going stir crazy, getting an absolute fill of all things screen related, want something that is different, but also which is arguably more wholesome and more simplistic and also more focused.
Southerst hopes interest remains high after the crisis. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.